Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and hello. Welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones. I am an author, speaker, and seminar leader for the Silver Method and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, Bible-based law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I am here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe you have been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. When we're live on air, give us a call at 347-838-8437. That's 347-838-8437. And when I'm not, just send me an email at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. So let's get started with our program.
I am so really, I'm just so happy to be with you today. This is a beautiful day in Dallas. And why? Because we got rain this week. We got very much needed rain. I don't know about everybody else. I haven't watched the weather. I don't watch much television. So hopefully you've got some cooling off today. It is 75 degrees, and you go, yeah, well, but it's been 107, 104. And I know my listeners in the Phoenix area are going, yeah, yeah, you know, we're always in the teens, right? But for Dallas, you know, 107 was a record-breaking heat. So if people want to tell me, I'm going, you know, there's no climate change. You know, I'm seeing the climate change right here in the Dallas area. It has been getting warmer. Our winters have been getting warmer, or we get experience extreme, some cold and snow that, you know, I didn't sign up for in Dallas when I came here from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania many years ago. But anyway, I hope that your weekend and your week has been a fantastic week, and that you've gotten many things accomplished that you truly wanted to do. You know, did you, you know, get some projects done that you wanted to finish up? So what is it that you did last week? Give yourself a pat on the back. Many times we go through life and we're doing things and we don't take the time to celebrate what we accomplish. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that, but you know, I want to do the important thing, or the first thing I always do with you after I thank you for listening. Also, I want to thank you for sharing this show with your friends and neighbors and acquaintances. I really want to take the time to say thank you for doing that. I really do. And, you know, it's commandingyourlife.com, and I just want to say, you know, really, thank you. So if you're driving and you've listened to this before, you know the drill. You can't close your eyes. You can relax. If you're operating machinery of any kind, I recommend that you listen to this a little later or stop operating the machinery, because I want you to relax. Yeah, I know a car is a machine, but I want you to just take a deep breath in and out. Another deep breath in and out. I've been asked why I do this at the beginning of my shows. Take a deep breath in. Many times we don't take the time to just take a few minute moments to relax. Relax your shoulders. Take that tension out if you need to. Roll your shoulders around a little bit. We don't take the time to just relax and take a moment to breathe. Now I want to take a moment to do a shout out to a friend of mine, Misty. And I would pronounce her last name, but I can't. It's a Hawaiian name, and I apologize for that, Misty. And she's Misty with an E, if you're friends of mine on Facebook. Misty teaches yoga and how to relax and de-stress like I do. But she says, we don't breathe properly. We should breathe like babies breathe. When you breathe in, your stomach should go out. And when you breathe out, your stomach should come in as it pushes the air out of your lungs. Stomach out as you breathe in. And in as you go out. That's the natural way, but somehow we got twisted around as adults and think we're supposed to suck it in. But when we suck it in, we're sucking it out. Relax. There's a power and presence that always has been and always will be. Power and presence created everything out of itself, and everything contains it. We call it by many names. We refer to it most commonly as God. Breathe in and out. Relax your hips, your thighs, your arms, your neck, your cheeks, your forehead, your eyes. And what we ask of this entity is to give us peace, to give us wisdom, discernment, as we go about every day. You know, when you relax, you learn a lot. Open to receive. So I want you to be open to receive all week. Receive things that you've never paid attention to before. Receive feedback. And the word criticism comes to mind. We don't like being criticized. And sometimes that criticism is very hurtful. Don't allow it. If you receive criticism and not feedback, don't allow it to make you constrict in your back or your stomach or in your gut. Don't allow it to affect. Listen as though you were listening from the outside and listening as an observer. Be an observer. Do not take it personally. Because when people give criticism, it's not about you. It's about them. Now, something in that criticism may be something that you will take to heart. You may change. But do not. This is for somebody this week. Do not take it personally. Listen and say thank you for sharing that with me. And I, you may not feel like saying thank you at that moment, but take that information and see what truth is inside of the criticism. And if you're not sure of the truth, ask someone you trust. Is this who I am? Is this what I do? And ask them to be honest with you and listen and be open. Take another deep breath in. As you open your mind and your heart and your ears to a wonderful world around you, take another deep breath. Thank you. Thank you. It is done. It is so. Okay. Good. That felt so wonderful. Anyway, let me get back to the scheme of things, right? Are you dying slowly when you do this? That's the title of today's show. You know, my intention really is to live to 125 and beyond. And somebody said, really? I said, oh, yeah. I said, you know, we've got lots of examples of people who are older. Jimmy Carter is in his 90s. Okay, now see her name, just totally. Cicely Tyson is in her 90s. I just saw a woman online that's 102, and she's still working in the schools teaching kids, little kids, you know, elementary school kids, how to cook, how to make cookies. You know, she's fulfilling a need. Bob Proctor, he's 80-something years old right now, looking good. Man looks good. I mean, you know, and healthy and thin and filled with life. And he's still going around talking and giving speeches and so on. He's living his life. They are living abundantly. They're living healthy. And whether they're joyful or not, I have no idea. I feel fairly certain that Jimmy Carter is joyful. I mean, he cured himself from cancer, 90s. You know, the health system usually writes people off at that age. And he said, oh, no, I got a lot of work to do. I mean, he still helps build houses at Habitat for Humanity. Now, I know a lot of times he's there to bring people in to help, but the man actually does work. He really does build. So what are the things that I want to avoid? And if you're in your 30s or 40s or 20s or just 50s, this is for you too. Because there's been some things that have happened to me over the last couple of weeks, actually most of the summer. I've been having a problem with my neck and my back, and I've been going to the chiropractor and dealing with that, and it gets fixed, and then it slips back out again. And what happened during that time, and many of you may be able to relate, is that I started not doing very much. I become kind of inconsistent in some of the things I do. You know, I do take what I call my David Letterman weeks here on the show to take, you know, some time off. But normally that's when I travel. So I've taken a couple extra David Letterman days because my back's been bothering me, or I just wasn't getting enough sleep. That's not good. And I've had back issues previously, and and shoulder and neck issues that lasted a length of time. But we tend to forget those things that help to get us back on our feet again. And as humans, we have the tendency to just sit down and say, okay, this will heal itself, or I just don't feel like doing this, and I just, you know. And I was getting into that. I was feeling, and I've talked about this before, depressed. Not depressed because, you know, everything is going wrong and, you know, I need this and I'm not getting that. No, I was going into depression for no special reason. So what happened this week that's kind of working that out of me and prompted today's title of Are You Dying Slowly When You Do This? As I said, I was sitting down. I would read a little bit, but I wasn't even up to reading, and I'm a voracious reader. I wasn't up to going anywhere. There were events that I could go to, and I didn't go. So are you seeing a pattern here? I just stopped doing, right? But I had to recognize I wasn't doing, I wasn't going, I wasn't being, I wasn't becoming myself, or I was not, you know, I was losing myself here in this feeling. So this weekend, I came around the house. Remember, I said it's 107. So I wasn't going outside because you go outside in that heat, and many of you know, you go outside and you get in your car and the car has to be cooled down, and you get out of the car when you get to your destination and you hit the heat, then you go in the cold and you're out. So you're in and out of the heat and the air conditioning, and it wears your body out. So one of the things I wasn't doing is drinking a gallon or more of water a day, because in this heat, you're losing that. Yeah, by the way, you should really drink one half your weight in ounces every day. So if you're 150 pounds, you should be drinking 75 ounces of water. If you're 200 pounds, it's 100 ounces of water. I know that's a lot of water, right? But that's just normal. And then in heat like this, you should do more. So I'm rambling. Let me get to the point. When you sit down and you don't do anything, when you sit down and vegetate in front of the television set, or you sit down, don't do anything, and nod and nap and do those kind of things, you are slowly killing yourself. You were made to be active. You were made, you have those muscles, right? Most of us have muscles that are not very strong, right? But we were made to do things. I mean, we wouldn't build muscle like we do when we exerted ourselves if we weren't supposed to have some muscles and be able to exert ourselves. So when you disengage from the world, when you disengage from friends and family and activities, you slowly begin to die. But my main point here, and as I said, even when you're in the younger years, my main point is never plan to retire. Many years ago, people didn't retire. I know, you know, and factories really didn't come into being until, you know, big factories, 1800s, 1900s. But people worked until they died. People were active doing things, whether it's working in the field, around the house, or if they were a blacksmith, or if they were a cobbler, or if they were whatever, because actually back then there was really no way to save up, right? And money itself, if you were in a rural area, you didn't really use a lot of money and gold or coins because you were bartering. People look so forward to retirement, right? They look forward to it. Even I look forward to retirement, but when I actually retired from the corporate world, it wasn't about sitting down. I still continued to say I was going to work. And when I took time off, when I retired, I took like 6 months off, and I thought I was going to get all this stuff done around the house, and I was going to do this, and I was going to do that. And actually, I didn't. I got things done. But I said, oh, I got all the time in the world. I'm retired. I don't have to go to work. 6 months later, I had a contract and traveling across the country. And then I decided, I need to make a schedule. You see, when people retire, that's why I brought up Cecily Tyson and Bob Proctor and Jimmy Carter, because they, to me, are the people I aspire to be in my 90s, and the woman that's 102 and teaching, you know, and still doing that. That's where you want to be. And some of you are saying, but I worked hard and I put my money away and I might got my 401k, and some of you won't have that because you're not planning for it. But even if you, when you choose to retire from your corporate life or your working life, do not retire from life. One of the things that I realize in retirement, if you don't have another or a supplemental income, or you haven't put away a million or $2, you cannot live like you lived when you were working. Now, some people plan in such a way that they put away enough money so that they can travel the world or travel the states or, you know, do whatever. I've met many people, because I'm a camper, who have sold their homes and gotten rid of 90% of their stuff. They didn't get rid of all of it, so they have a big storage bin with stuff, because they know at some point they're coming off the road and going back into a home of some type. But they're living their dream because they took the money from their home, they bought an RV, or they already had that RV, and now they're traveling the world, but or the United States and Canada. But the difference is, when they go from spot to spot, they're called, the word is like work camping work. They go to different places. I met this couple that were at the Grand Canyon, and she was working in the gift shop. And I was talking to her, and she was saying she and her husband were full-time RVers. In the summertime, they look for some type of job in the national parks. She is working in the gift shop. He works out in maintenance and helping the rangers and the maintenance people, and they get their spot in their camping spot in the campground for free, plus they get some pay. And then in the fall, they leave up there where it's going to be snow, and they go to Corpus Christi. At that year, they were going to Corpus Christi, and she said, we're going to be working on Christmas trees for this guy, plus they'll get their spot for free. They plan it. I met this guy was 80-some years old. He was driving his RV by himself around the country. And he said, you know, I'll stop this when I have to. But I meet wonderful people. I've met other people who are volunteers. But many people who have retired and I've met them, they just sit. Or I'm going to play golf all day, or I'm going to, I'm just going to deal, you know, be around my grandkids, and that's wonderful. But just think about those of you who are raising kids right now, and you spend all of your time raising those kids and taking care of those kids, and you have no life of your own. You're taking him from one soccer to baseball to gymnastics to piano to violin to whatever, and that's your life. And maybe you're working and this is your life. Well, let me tell you something. When that last kid leaves and your life has been wrapped around them, you've got some surprises coming, because then you're going to feel lonely. Now, ask me how I know this. Lonely, without direction. If you're still married through all this, you look at your spouse and you go, who are you? So maintain that spousal relationship, have date nights, do those kinds of things, and find something that you love to do outside of your children. I know this not because I did this, but I've had many friends and I've met many women and men who this has happened to, and they're suffering from empty nester syndrome. I did with my kids, and I went to the soccer and the select soccer and the select basketball, and then my daughter was was the drum major for the band in high school, and, you know, she had groups that she belonged to, and I did all of those things with them. And my husband did those things with them when I had to travel. But I also had my own life and the things that I love to do. Reading. I'm a gardener, right? And I hand paint silk. And, of course, you all know I'm a writer. And I love my grandchildren, and I love my children, and I spend time with them, but they are not my life. And I'm not knocking people, trust me. I'm not saying you are doing wrong by making them your life. But look to find out who you are on the inside. Pour yourself into your children. I poured myself and sacrificed many things for my kids. But I also realized that I had to feed me, and they fed me. My husband fed me. And I'm telling you, you've got to do things that move you forward. And you don't sit down and do absolutely nothing. Just got a text from a friend who's listening, and I want to say thank you. And I'm glad this is resonating with you. So it's a fellow person who is retired, and you've got to move forward. You can't just sit. So my time is coming to an end on this show, but I hope actually that this resonates with you. And, oh, by the way, that depressed feeling, I started working in my garden even more. I started working around the house, getting some things done that I had looked at and said, oh, yeah, I'll get to that. Well, I got that done. I call these my 10-minute exercises, and I'm telling you, I love it. Anyway, I want to thank you for listening today to the show. And I welcome you to send me, you know, suggestions for the show and things to do. And I will look forward to talking to you in the future.
Are you committed to changing your thinking and allowing your supply to flow? Are you willing to turn within and have a closer relationship with God? By keeping your focus on spirit, you will keep the channel open for the externalization of spirit according to the divine plan. Join me for a 40-day journey to expanding your inward knowledge of the creator of this universe. go to 40days.commandingyourlife.com. That is the number 40days.commandingyourlife.com. Each morning, you will receive a lesson for the day, beginning with day zero, which introduces you to the program. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your spiritual life and experience the never-ending supply that has been promised to you. Thank you for listening today, and please share the link to this show with your friends and family so that they can learn how to be the best that they can be. Also, visit my website at commandingyourlife.com to see all the upcoming events, including a link to the free monthly Commanding Your Life telecircle, where you can ask questions and get insight into your own personal issues. You can also go to meetup.commandingyourlife.com and sign up for free. That's meetup, M-E-E-T-U-P, .commandingyourlife.com. Have any questions, suggestions, or know anyone that I should interview? Contact me by emailing Beverly at commandingyourlife.com. And be sure to join me for the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 states, "As you have believed, let it be done to you." And it is so.